Acclaimed author, etiquette expert, Karen Thomas. It's Anna and Raven. How do you uninvite people to your Thanksgiving dinner? Karen, I find that now with all the new restrictions in place, obviously everybody knows, but everyone keeps like doing the side wink like, all right, we'll keep it small, but we'll see you.
Right. Everybody seems to think that they've made your short list. So how do we get rid of people?
Okay. Well, from an etiquette standpoint, if you want to stay in good standings with friends and family, you need to do it via phone. And I don't mean text. I mean an actual phone call. For somebody to hear the sincerity in your voice, to tell them that you're not able to accommodate them or you would prefer not to have such a large group for Thanksgiving is much better and well-received than you sending a text saying, hey, don't come, or an email saying, yeah, I changed my mind. We're just going to keep it small.
So let them know that you take them seriously enough that while you let them down, you'll at least do it gently.
Exactly. And it's just a little more heartfelt when you're actually speaking to them. Even in business, if you make the actual phone call, it is more well received. If you've got a text, hey, just don't come. People might take that a little bit rough and coming across as rude and that they don't really count. Make the effort and do the phone call and do it politely.
I've seen a lot of people writing online about requiring the guests at their house to wear the masks. What are your thoughts on that? And how do you ask your guests to do that? It's my mom and my sister. How am I going to be like, guys, put your masks on? They'd be like, what are you talking about? We've been together every day.
Well, that's similar to the rule of take your shoes off in my house. That's often a little bit of a disconcerting request. If you feel that way about it, make sure that you tell the people or the guests that you're inviting ahead of time. Say, we are going to be following CDC guidelines and we prefer that you wear a mask and gloves or whatever your list is. Okay. However, you should, as the host or hostess, you should have those items available in case someone forgets. So when they come in the door, I would have like a little table, a little set out there of masks and hand sanitizer, and that way you're making them feel comfortable, and that way if they do forget, it's readily available.
Wait a minute, Karen, was I supposed to get a warning every time I went to somebody's house and they wanted me to take off my shoes? Because I've never received that warning, and that would have been nice. I mean, I'm not saying every time, but there was a time or two. You're not wearing the best socks.
Oh, it happened to me this weekend. I was asked to take my shoes off, and I didn't realize it until after I was marching through her house with my shoes on and looked at everybody else that didn't have them on.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable, and my toes were not perfectly coiffed. So it was a little embarrassing. But again, if you kind of let people know ahead of time, that it just goes away a little bit easier and it's a little smoother and it's a little nicer and it leaves the awkward at the door.
Here's one more thing someone in my family is going through, and I giggled when she told me. They're uninviting his side of the family, but they're keeping her side of the family.
Ooh, how, what's that say about their hygiene?
How do you handle that situation?
Are they uninviting them totally, like not to see him at all for Thanksgiving?
Or? Right. The discussion, I've heard this actually in a lot of different households, is that, well, we can't have that many people, so we're only going to go with one side of the family. So it's basically like you're choosing favorites. But how do you say to like your in-laws, hey, listen, we chose favorites and you guys didn't make the cut?
Well, I would suggest you don't say it that way.
Okay.
But you have a valid excuse. We're trying to cut down. We don't want to have that many during the pandemic. However, we'd like to get together with you at another time. You don't even have to be specific. It could just be like, you know, we'd like to get together with your side of the family at another time.
Etiquette expert Karen Thomas. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Next, they're calling it the greatest kitchen appliance since the George Foreman grill. And I'll go a step beyond that and say maybe the greatest invention of our time. It's coming up with Anna and Raven.